I'll ask Brother Mark Richards to come and open and lead us in prayer. Would you come here, Brother Mark?
Heavenly Father,
you are Lord.
Lord, we feel to be so unworthy and undone. When we look around and see the wonderful works, Lord, when we might consider thy glory and thy greatness. Lord, we pray that with this opportunity that thou hast granted, that we might be thankful for this time that we have together. That we might use it as intended to glorify and honor thy name. Lord, that we would exalt thee, look upon thee, and Lord, that this local body, this body of Christ, might be edified. Lord, we pray that as we gather to worship, that Lord, thou might grant us the spirit and the truth, that we might worship thee in accordance with thy most holy word. Lord, we thank thee for the many blessings that have been bestowed upon us in times past. Lord, we thank thee for the deliverance of our pastor. Lord, help us to continue to be prayerful. Lord, in this service and in every endeavor to worship thee. Lord, help us to walk a life that might be more glorious and more honorable in thy sight. Lord, let us live a life that others might see and give thee the glory. Lord, help us to be mindful of what we say and do. Lord, that we would not blaspheme thy name or walk unworthy. Lord, we pray that thou would continue to be with us. Lord, we pray that you would continue to strengthen us. Lord, we pray for Bethel Church. If not selfish, Lord, we pray that this church might grow to thy glory and honor. Lord, we pray that we might always have a kindred and united spirit and a bond of peace and love. That we might together worship thee and be lifted up in thy spirit. Lord, we thank thee for thy maintenance of this country. Lord, we pray that if it would be thy will, that you would continue to guide our leaders. Lord, cause them to call upon thy name and look unto thee for guidance. Lord, that they might make decisions that would be honorable unto thee and edifying for thy body. Lord, once again, we pray for all those that endeavor to worship thee this morning, that even those that may gather together and not fully see the divine truth, that they might worship thee. Lord, we thank thee for thy ministering servants in this land. Lord, we pray for them. Lord, we thank thee for the ministration of thy word. Now, Lord, we thank thee with words we can't utter for the gift of thy dear son, the life he lived on this earth, and his eternal presence, the work that he continues to do for us. Lord, we pray in his dear, sweet name and for his sake. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to tell you that I'm prepared this morning. And even if I didn't, it would probably become painfully obvious. But I know, and I pray that you know, that with the guidance of the Spirit, we might worship the Lord. And He's given us this book of His divine truth that we might use it for that effect. I look to look for a very short time this morning at Psalm 48. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion. On the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and they so marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this is God. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even unto death. This is a beautiful passage of scripture that the psalmist David has penned down for us. And if I might look at a few things for a few moments with you this morning. In the glory of the Lord, and the glory and the works of God, as we find in, as we are exhorted here in verse 12, walk about Zion, go round about her, and tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. So first we become acquainted with an eternal God and the fact that we have Zion here. And I have heard several different accounts and views on Zion and what it represents. And I probably couldn't tell you exactly and in the fullness exactly what Zion represents in every case. And possibly not even in this case. But I believe whatever it represents, whether it represents this body that we have here today, or whether it represents just the glory of God or the Spirit that He's given us, that when we walk about Zion, now if we're instructed to walk about Zion, then we have that ability to walk about Zion. And this morning, I believe we're walking about Zion. And as we walk and we make this walk through Zion, there's some things that we should do. There's some things that we should be mindful of. And one is to go round about her and tell the towers thereof. But when we go to a bank, we go to a teller, and that's one who counts. And so when we go through Zion, it's good that we might take some time and look at this place and consider this place and tell the towers. Look at it very closely. Don't take it for granted. Walk about Zion and go round about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generations following. Now this time we're going to tell it in another way. We're going to tell it to the generations following. You know, it's our responsibility that when we see this beautiful and marvelous place, we can't make someone see this beautiful and marvelous place. That's God's work. But we can tell them of this place. We can tell them that there's a Zion. And if God works in their heart, they can see the Zion and they can walk about it. And you know, if it was up to us to describe in words this Zion, I'm sure we would all fall short. For this place is unspeakable and full of glory. And it's impossible for me, or I believe anyone, to tell you the beauty of this place. And that's something that God reveals in His glory. And I think in this psalm we find that we're blessed to see the glory of God. You know, I don't want to spend much time, but if we go to Matthew 27:51, Brother Hewlin introduced a beautiful thought about the life and the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And in Matthew 27:50, it says, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. and the rocks, and the earth did quake, and the rocks rent. Well, that rock was rent that we might be put in it and see the glory. And when we are enabled to see the glory, that's something that surpasses any words. I just started back to school, and I've been in the company of my roommates, and I can tell it's going to be a hard year. I can tell in many ways that it's going to be another difficult year. You know, I know that it's not, you know, maybe my problems aren't edifying to you, and I hope that it's not belaboring, but, you know, it's tough out there, and we're surrounded by things that maybe aren't very comfortable for us to walk around. And in this life, we're going to see a lot of things, and we're going to experience a lot of things that aren't going to be too pleasant to this spirit that God has given us within. And at the same time, it'll be rather pleasant for our flesh. And if we read in Romans 7, we'll find what a problem that can cause. But no matter what walk we're forced or led into in this world, that we're by a force of just your presence in one place or your necessity to do one thing in a certain place, if we're confronted by these things, whenever you think about how terrible this place looks and how bad and how awful the things are, remember that we can walk about Zion. We have a place that we can walk that has no fault. We have a place that we can walk that has no sin. We have a place that is full of the glory of God. And you know, if you look in the world, it's not in this world, if you can understand which world I'm talking about, this fleshly world that we live in, it's not always so full of the glory of God that we might see it. But this natural world is full of the glory. And when you wake up on a beautiful Sunday morning or Monday morning, any morning, and see the sun rise and hear the crickets or the birds or anything, that declares the glory of God. But when you go in the workplace or to school or wherever you might be and you're confronted with the ugly things of this world, remember that we're instructed to tell the towers of Zion and consider her bulwarks. And if we consider the palaces thereof and be mindful of them, that's going to be a strength to us when things get ugly. And I can't put into words how reassuring it is to know that we have a Savior that is ever present with us, who's enabled us to see these things. And that in itself is a strength, that we might consider these things and be mindful of them, even when things are good. You know, when things are good, it's easy to think of the beautiful things. But when things get hard and bad and ugly, it's easy to sit back and think, boy, I've got it so terrible. But I believe we're really blessed. We have a beautiful, beautiful city of Zion, whose builder is God. If we go to Hebrews chapter 3, we'll begin at verse 1. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. If we can consider and be mindful of these things, there's many blessings that I feel that I've probably overlooked, that I know I've overlooked. And it's easy to dwell on the ugly things. We have something truly beautiful. Thank you.